Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This week on Pub Girls, we talk J-Lo hating burgers,
the sexy life of the Finnish PM,
and the millennial pause.
Hi, I'm Jordan.
I'm Charlie.
And I'm Aurelia. And welcome to Pub Girls,
a pop culture podcast for postmodern queers.
The postmodern queers.
Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, my God. Welcome back.
Thank you. Back from the land of the brave and the free. Is much free there?
It's so expensive. Honestly, I've had consistently the worst coffee of my life, the worst customer service of my life, and then the expectation to tip at least 15%. And 15% is motherfucking stingy.
Yeah. Also, I don't want to do maths, you know.
Well, you know, you don't have to, because you tap your card to pay $9 for the worst coffee of your life with a conversion rate that's already $12. And that, and then the screen pops up and it gives you how much you want to tip, and you have to tap one or you look like an asshole.
Yeah.
And that's a fear of mine.
So. Did you ever not tip?
No, I never not tip. Because also then you're feeling bad because, you know, Americans don't make any money.
They work for the tips, baby. And the thing that kills me is the tax. The fact that they don't include tax in the prices.
It's so bad. I would just buy things that I thought were affordable. And they were already like not affordable due to the exchange rate. But I was like, yeah, I need this outfit. Yeah, that I'm currently wearing. And then it'd just be like an extra $20.
Yeah. I remember when I was there, like, I was like, I can't believe that, like, alcohol is so fucking cheap. And then, like, I would think about the conversion rate and it was pretty much the same. But, like, in terms of, like margaritas and stuff like that were, like, $12, like, maybe $14 when I was there, like, a while ago now. But it was, like, and that I was like, this is great.
Yeah.
We kind of fucked it up here with too many alcoholics. So.
Well.
Not your fault, but.
That's what you think. You think Americans and as alcoholic as Australians? No, I'd say they're worse. Yeah. I went out with a bunch of my friends who'd moved to the States for work because I visited them, and they were talking about the drinking culture, and it's exactly the same as here, if not worse.
Yeah.
Oh, we love to see it.
Yeah.
How was your beautiful, like, elopement?
Elopement. Oh, my gosh. Here's the tea in the glass. The elopement was perfect. We had just the most relaxed day you could have, considering that weddings are fucking stressful.
Yes.
We like slept in. We had this huge American breakfast.
Oh my God. Those pancakes looked amazing. So
they were sized for a family of five. I had like a breakfast burrito that would have fed at least three people.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it was really like chill. Really, we did it really cheaply as well. I was just telling Charlie before, because our outfits were H&M.
I love that. And we were chatting briefly before the pod about how like stress-free gay weddings can be compared to the, you know, the stereotypical straight wedding where it's like, you know, this is my special day and it's a once in a lifetime thing. Whereas it was just so lovely to see your vlog recently on TikTok. It was just like, yeah, we're getting pancakes. We're going to Sephora. Here's my dress, I got it off H&M, blah, like, damn, it's done.
Yeah.
And stop me if I've talked about this before, because it is something that I say almost every day. But sometimes I think, like, the bridezilla mentality kind of skips us, because we can, like, I don't need to get married to have a photo shoot. Like, my job means that I'm getting photo shoots. I'm the center of attention a lot of times.
Yeah.
I get to make like my job is speeches.
Yeah. Like, and yeah. even for like non-comedian queers or performer queers, like they're often like the scandalous one in their family or like the scandalous one in their friendship circle.
Absolutely. So looking at you, Charlie, especially.
So it's just kind of like, you know, we don't seek those like, you know, high intensity days. I really loved and thought it was just beautiful how you guys did it.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Perfect. I'm feeling so at peace. Yeah. And I fucking love saying my wife.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's so hot.
Do you ever say it like Borat? My wife.
Not yet.
That's for the 10 year.
Yeah.
The real question is, when are you coming out with your marriage book?
Yeah.
Oh my God, my marriage advice book.
Yes.
Imagine.
Yeah.
You should do it at like 6 months in.
Like 6 months in, I know everything there's to know about marriage and relationships.
Imagine. It would still be more qualified than like a regular like Real Housewives book.
Oh my God.
I've been consuming a lot of memoirs recently through the guise of a podcast. And the amount of people who are dishing out fucking unqualified advice at 28, 30 years old, some influencer, someone from like Selling Sunset is like, okay, here's what I've learned growing up and being fine.
Here is my life story, which is really hard because I'm a bald man who's also a billionaire.
What star sign is Tamara?
She's a Sagittarius.
That
fire. Ooh. I'm a Libra, air. Air feeds fire.
This is a good match.
It's all a good
like
match.
No. I as a fellow Libra, always get along with the Sag.
Nice.
Yeah.
My like fire sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fire and air again. They're always
good. Nice. Speaking of star signs, actually, I really wanted to talk about. I mean, that forced segue that I embedded, but this J-Lo thing that just came out today.
Oh my God.
What's coming out today?
So Heather, what's her name from Glee, the dancer?
That
guy. I don't think it's real though. Do you think this is real?
No, I think it is real. She was saying that, actually I haven't fact checked. I'm going to be
actually, none of this.
And I won't.
None of this podcast has ever been fact checked.
Yeah, come for us. Sign off in the comments. But Heather, what's her face from Glee, the dancer, came out and said that apparently a part of J-Lo's tour, any of the dancers that were Virgos were pulled aside and like quietly let go, and they were just told like, thank you for your time. So J-Lo like fired all the Virgos.
But they were never hired, so how could she fire them, A? But also B, what type of audition do you... Okay, no, I guess... For most auditions, you do fill out your age or you say your age.
Or yeah.
But your exact birthday, that feels a bit odd.
Maybe they like they thought it was like fun banter at the top of the audition. Be like, let's just go around the circle and we'll say our star sign.
No, this is real. I just looked it up.
Ah! Okay, fact check coming in hot.
Do you know what? That makes me respect J-Lo more.
What's her sign? Also, I got married at the same venue as her and Ben Affleck.
I love that.
Oh.
I'm so happy for you. Do you know what? I think it was the same venue as Lily Allen and Hopper from...
It was.
Yes.
And whatever Jonas brother married the hot girl from...
Oh, Joe Jonas and then...
Game of Thrones girl.
Yeah, the North chick.
Sansa.
Sansa Stark. Thank you so much.
Sophie Turner.
Sophie Turner. There we go. We got there.
She's
like,
a Leo.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Leos and Virgos.
They're too close.
Yeah, they don't go.
What's
Sorry.
Virgo?
Earth?
Yeah, and they're also they're very nitpicky and controlling. I recently found out that there's like your star sign also splits into like three. So if you're a cusp, you're probably closer to like a Libra, but then again, if you're at the start of the Virgo season, you're closer to a Leo, which is probably why you clash a lot. Because Leos are like big, bold, fun, spirited. And Virgos want to do that as well, but they're super nitpicky. They also are perfectionists and they can be controlling. Beyonce is a Virgo.
Not surprised.
Yeah. But they're successful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're successful.
Okay, that makes sense. It's kind of like Uncanny Valley. It's like slightly close, but also too far away.
Yeah. You know when like you meet someone and you hate them and then you find out it's because you're so similar and you just hate yourself. Yeah.
I definitely think that's it. I definitely think
the nodding of the
staff. You're like, they're disassociating. Yeah, yeah. A moment of peace. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. But like even you're an Aries, right? Yeah. So what month is that, March or April?
Both.
See, March Aries and April Aries are different. Yeah. September Libras and October Libras are different.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, that's true. Sometimes I meet a March Aries and I'm like, nah.
Yeah.
Not for me.
But you should, like, in theory, get along, but you're just like, no, it doesn't work.
Yeah. It's so funny. I love it.
Science behind it.
Yeah. Well, I just want to circle back to that Heather chick from fucking Glee, Brittany. She, I don't know, she loves to insert herself into situations.
She's an input hoe.
Let us never forget when she did a contemporary dance to Black Lives Matter. she released a video online and was like, this is for Black Lives Matter. And she just did like a contemporary dance.
Oh my God. It's giving So You Think You Can Dance.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Also just immediately sounds like the worst dance I've ever seen, even though I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Oh, that is ridiculous.
It was during a time, you know, when June in 2020, when like everybody just went like silent on Instagram, except for people of color. And Brittany was there.
Except for
fucking Heather Morris, who was like, you know what you need? Fucking me.
A dance.
Doing this little dance and a contemporary dance.
She changed
lives.
Have some
respect. Yeah. It was so funny.
In fact, showing me that you don't think Black Lives Matter, because if you were a little bit more considerate, you would just shut the fuck up.
Yeah, exactly. Read the room, babe.
Oh my God, that's bliss.
I wonder if there's any, we don't see many dancers at the rallies, but maybe we can make space for Heather.
Yeah.
Bring her down for the next one.
Just dancing at the front of the protest.
So Don't Stop Believing.
Oh my God, I wouldn't put it past her. But yeah, I do believe that story. I think that's true. I think JLo's true. But I also think if you know, like so she may not be right about all Virgos. Not all Virgos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you know that you in your mind are shitty with Virgos, is it for the betterment of them as well to be like, let's not even go there? Because I know that I could be a bitch.
So she did them a favor. That's what
you said. Yeah. Maybe like
it's all about having a positive work environment. And if there's 20 Virgos, like mm-hmm. why even bother auditioning them?
Yeah.
When she knows she's not going to get along with them.
Yeah.
Who would you like blacklist?
From my America wide multi-million dollar stadium tour.
Heather Morris.
Yeah. I feel like if I had to pick a star sign, it would be Pisces.
No
Pisces for me.
Damn, I'm going to say no Capricorns. Yeah.
Oh, nice. True. Mm. Look, I don't really know. I feel like I know, like, it's very, like, my, like, closest friends are all, one of my closest friends is a Virgo, but the rest are all Leos, which I find interesting. And then I have like my dad, who I'm close with, and one of my best friends is a Sagittarius, which is again, like it says online in my limited research that those are like the two most like
famed.
Compatible with Libras.
Mm.
But honestly, I don't really know if there's anyone I don't get along with. Also because my moon sign is a Gemini, so I can be a fake bitch if I need to.
Yeah.
For real.
I've made a career on it.
I'm counting on it. Yeah. Oh my God. Okay, this is, speaking of like star signs and like otherworldly stuff. So like, have you, Charlie, you've seen a bit of the Gabby Hanna.
Oh my God, situation. Yeah. I've been waiting to get the lowdown on this.
I have also been avoiding it because I'd rather hear it from you. Than Thank from you. Anyone else.
Yes, our Gabby Hanna, like, theorist.
Okay, so she's kind of adopted this, like, she's in a state of mania. Like, she's not well.
Psychosis, yeah. For real.
She posted over 100 videos in a day. She was posting every 5 minutes, and then there'd be, like, a five-hour break, and then she'd come back and post it again. Yeah. And you keep thinking, you're like, okay, she got help, someone got her out. Something like that. And then she'll come back.
But what was she even posting?
It was like response to comments, and it was just like stream of consciousness. It was wild.
She was saying she was the second coming of Jesus.
Okay.
Yeah, and that mm-hmm. God is talking to her. And she said that she went to heaven, and now she's back and she has all the answers. and she's making all these connections. And there's like a video where she's like looking at the word prodigal, and she's like, when I looked up the like she's making, you know, when someone's not links. Well, and they're making links that don't exist,
yeah,
to reference back to her. It's and then this is when it got like, because we were like, she's unsafe. I hope that someone's gone to get her. Next minute, I saw a video of her with like dancing with some dude in her house, and I was like, okay, maybe he's a friend. No, he's a stranger. This guy, the goal of this guy, he saw her posting online. He knows where she lives. So he shows up at her house, asks to use the bathroom. She's like, yep, come in. And even when there's a video of her answering the door, and she's on the phone to someone, and she's like, she doesn't really consider what letting him in means. She's like, oh, yeah. And then like gets his name. And then he says he doesn't know where he just needs to use the bathroom, and it's just a coincidence. Then they like pray together and stuff like that. Meanwhile, on his TikTok, he's filming her house and being like, I'm inside Gabby Hanna's house. Oh, like, ding, ding. Like, what should I do? Like, blah, blah, blah. Oh, truly a scumbag. And then there's a video where I'm like, you better get out of there. Or like, I hope someone's on their way, because Gabby finds out that he's been posting online. And she's like, you lied to me. You need to get out of my house now, now. And then she like lets out this huge roar and is like, no. And then we don't see him again. And then she doesn't post for like 5 hours. Everybody's like, fuck, is she dead? Like, this is like.
There was like this whole thing is like horrendous. Mm. But there was something that made me laugh. It was when. It was like during one of those like 5 hour breaks or something like that. Yeah. People were like, maybe she's finally gone and had some much needed sleep. Yeah. And then like she took one of those comments and then posted a video being like, you thought I slept? Well, I'm back, bitches. Like, I have. Didn't it sleep is. A wink. And it's like, oh no.
I did laugh when people, when at one point she was like still doing her videos, but she was plugged into a phone charger in the mirror, and people were like, she's charging her phone. We're in for a long night. And I think apparently like she didn't post for ages, and it seemed like she'd potentially gotten some help, but she's back online again, and she's again denied. It's just that kind of,
because there were police denial. Like sent to her house and like speaking with her and that kind of stuff, because people like filed reports saying she's unsafe and all that. So I hope that she's like on the part. Is she currently like,
it sounds posting? Like a manic episode,
yeah,
from personal experience with friends who have gone through that, where you have a period where you can't sleep, where you're hyperactive, yeah, where you're
mania,
like just plain manic. And yeah, it's funny, sad, entertaining, disturbing that we live in a time where you can watch someone go through, yeah, all of that very publicly,
yeah,
and do nothing.
Someone was saying it's like a Black Mirror episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah. And it's so wild that we've like sort of like, and we've talked about Gabby Hanna on this episode before. She can be super insufferable. I'm not. And she also has like in her, it's so interesting that we've seen this kind of breakdown over so many years. She's just the prime example of like how wrong it can go, yeah, if your whole life is online. And she said some really transphobic, really, yeah, racist, really fucked shit in the midst of her mania. And what I find kind of amusing or bizarre is people are trying to like cancel her because of what she said. And I was like, you can see in this, like, yeah, not to say like
it she's doesn't not well.
Yeah.
We can't hold her to the same standards, exactly, as we would a person operating,
yeah,
under normal circumstances.
Yeah.
And it's not like these are like curated videos that she's like edited and been like, yeah, I'm putting this out. Like she's like live streaming every couple minutes,
yeah,
some new every random thought. Like, yeah.
It's so full on. Anyway, I hope she gets help. It's the internet can be a cruel, cruel, yeah, place. And she's just someone who you're like, take it off. You know, there's some people who can compartmentalize things and be like, I feel like you handle it really well, Aurelia, as well, being online and then also having mania, a sense of yourself offline too.
Well, Molly, you know the funny thing is.
No.
But I'm starting to understand, because people ask me such personal questions online, yes, and they feel kind of entitled to my response or details about my life, because I'm sharing so many details about my life already, but people don't realize that what I share is still very curated and so much other stuff goes on. For example, a few weeks ago, I was talking about soft unlaunching.
Yes. And we need to talk about
that. We need to talk about that. Yeah. So I just made a video being like, you know how people are soft launching shit all the time, their boyfriends, their brands, whatever. I feel like soft unlaunching is the same thing. Like people just sort of phasing things out. And I mean, I'm sure we've all done it where you kind of trickle out your partner that you broke up with or a friend you used to be close with, yeah, and you're just seeing less and less of them. And I posted it and immediately everyone was like, oh my God, did you guys break up? Like, what's happening?
Oh my God.
Not only in my DMs, but also in Tamara's DMs, because what? There's so many people who follow both of us.
The it's entitlement.
Just, so just, yeah, just like messaging her, messaging me, and then me having to be like, no, I'm just a commentator on things. Yeah. I make so many videos where I'm talking about shit for no reason.
Yeah.
And this is one of them. And while I'm talking about soft unlaunching, and people obviously don't notice, but we are planning our elopement in Las Vegas, and everyone's like, "Oh, you did you break up?" And I'm like, "No, we couldn't be further from breaking up." Literally, just went and like tried on a pair
of
shoes.
It's like the eye before the storm. It's like, yeah, oh, shit's about to get very real.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm literally like packing our wedding outfits, chill.
Yeah, we're literally fucking each other right now.
Yeah, we just had phone sex. Yeah. It's fine. And yeah, just seeing like people read into things a lot or like assume they know stuff that they don't, and I hadn't really occurred to me before this happened. Yeah,
I feel a similar vein when like comics we know and performers do like really personal shows, and then they have to like, they don't all the time, it depends on the
aftercare.
Yeah, they have to do so much aftercare after the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, which I'm like, I don't think that I would, not that I have any, I wouldn't do a particularly personal show, even though.
I just want to do a silly, funny, dumb as fuck show.
Yeah,
thank
exactly,
you.
Yeah. Exactly. But I do feel for them when they've just done this, like poured their souls out and then they go.
Yeah.
Back, like go into the foyer and stuff and meet people.
Well, it's like Michelle Brazier at the moment, who's finishing up in Edinburgh, and she's done the whole month of shows as well. Her show, Average Bear, she has this section that's quite heavy about like losing her dad and her brother. And then she talks about like, if anyone in the audience needs a hug or just some comfort after the show, please come up to me and give me a hug and let's talk about it and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And she does it after every show. She has this like open time to come and chat with her, and inevitably like she'll have people come and, you know, share stories of grief and loss and mourning and all that kind of stuff, and it's really beautiful to do that, but God, that seems intense.
Yeah, like, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, it's a lot.
But talking about soft unlaunching, friend of the show
Abby Chatfield,
and friend of the show, Conrad, whatever his last name is.
Conrad Mann.
Conrad Mann. I definitely thought I saw an unlaunching between the two. I called it on my close friends because it feels funny because now I'm like, oh, I don't want to be in their business, but also I'm like, I want to be in your business.
Yeah.
I'm seeing what I'm seeing.
I'm sorry. Abby has come out and said that it's not true.
Well, no, she didn't say it was not true. She said she's got to talk.
He's overseas.
He's overseas, and they've got to talk more about it or something.
Yeah, it was like, he's overseas, I'm not talking without.
Maybe
him
by the time this episode comes out, she'll have released the final statement
of the official unlaunch.
Yes.
What was it? I was talking to someone about them unlaunching and they were like, oh no, Abby's just really busy. And I'm like, so busy that she can't post her boyfriend for 4 months.
For 4 months?
Has it been that
okay,
long?
I don't know if it's been 4 months.
No, but, I haven't fact checked this. I feel like it's been a while. I'm going to have a look. But also like
They're not together.
Yeah.
The last time I saw a thing about them together was when they went to Italy and the sexist thing happened where she was given a menu without prices.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
That's so funny.
That was cooked.
I'm looking. I can't see anything. And also, I think the other thing is, like, obviously she's launching, like, her own shit and she's got business and shit going on and that's good for her. But I think also you can't help but notice it when people are, like, prolific with their fucking, like, posting with each other all the time. And there was like one, I swear there was like a foot video, 18th of June.
Okay, so not that, form.
But in what influencer dude? Time, that's an eternity.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they're not together.
And that's fine. Yeah, yeah, we're not yeah. saying you have to stay together. We're just saying that's a soft unlaunch.
Exactly.
That's a soft unlaunch.
All I want is for Abby to be happy.
Patented by Aurelia St. Clair. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's all I want. All the love and health for Abby and Conrad, even if they're not together.
While we're on the topic of like celebrity relationships and that kind of stuff, can you fill me in, Aurelia, on this Ava Louise thing that's going on with Addison Rae's dad?
Yes. Well, as much as a TikTok that broke it down explained it to me, because before then I knew Addison Rae as a concept.
Yeah. I still don't know who she is.
She has never once shown up on my For You page. It's only when I seek her out
yeah, that she shows up. She's not on the gay, that end yes, of gay TikTok.
She hasn't entered.
Yeah, but she was in this Netflix remake, I'm pretty sure, of She's All That.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
Oh, is that her?
That's yeah,
her.
He's All That.
He's All That.
He's All That.
I kind of did like that. maybe I was just going through something.
Yeah.
But Addison Rae, essentially, and Ava, what's her last name again?
Louise.
Ava Louise was trying to be like Addison because Addison has been so successful and a lot of people want to copy that success. And I mean, it's kind of a blueprint of like blow up on TikTok, move to LA, do lots of brand deals, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Now, also though, Addison Rae's parents had her in 2000. Just let that sink in. 2000, bitch. Okay, well, she's clearly 22 now, truly an adult, can do whatever she wants. But her parents had her quite young. They were also in their early 20s, and they kind of had an on-again, off-again relationship, but eventually kind of like came back together, raised a family, all moved to LA together to help Addison take off with her amazing career. And essentially, Ava snuck into the family because she wasn't like close with Addison or anything. Like, I feel like there was maybe a falling out. I don't exactly remember. But because Addison's parents had this on again, off again thing, it just turned out that her dad was single or going through a separation.
No.
And Ava swept in and started fucking the dad of the girl she wanted to be.
I mean,
that's the summary. I'm missing a lot. This is not fact checked.
Isn't she also like notorious for like causing stirs? Like,
absolutely.
She started the Kanye's fucking Jeffree Star rumor.
She's mm-hmm. just a rumor starter and just a ladder climber for sure. And this feels like a good way to get a lot of spotlight on her because Addison Rae's been in the spotlight for so yeah. long, and now it's kind of on her family. And her dad has 5 million followers.
Yeah, and her dad is posting bizarre videos saying that he's gonna beat up this dude who's dating her mom. So her mom is also dating a young TikToker.
Oh my god!
I didn't even know that.
His family,
the whole family, is so, just and he's
keeping
like,
up with the race.
And he's like beefed. Like her dad's a beefy boy, and he's just like, I'm gonna fucking challenge you. And then the guy who's dating her mom actually seems kind of chill and cool, and he's just like stitching the videos, just being like, hey man, looks like you're in the middle of something. That's fine. I'm not gonna fight you.
I'm fucking your wife. And
yeah,
that's so
he honestly
good.
Looks like a Brunswick soft boy. This dude that my mom's dating, I'm so happy for it.
Yeah, I feel like deep down a lot of mums want a soft boy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like have either of you been watching or seeing the recent season of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
Yes.
No. With Diana.
Diana's gay boyfriend.
Oh my god, Asha, what's his name?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who was one of my like first crushes. He was in Fame, the movie musical.
Oh my god, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and
red flag.
It's a red flag.
For straight cis women.
Yeah.
He was in a musical. Yeah. Alarm bells.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't want you.
He's come to fame through Broadway, alarm bells. but she's this much older woman that is dating this guy that would be like, I don't know, 25 years younger than her kind of thing, which is whatever, you know. But she lives with her son that is around the same age, kind of almost even looks like mm-hmm. her partner. And also she's funding his music career.
Yeah.
Oh, and has like bought him like a label.
She has so much fucking money.
Yeah. And she's just like fronting his whole lifestyle. And in episodes of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, they keep like inventing reasons to have like Asha perform sort of just casually in the background sort of thing. And it's like, stop trying to make this.
It's very funny. He's singing like Christmas carols and they're all just sitting there and they're fucking, one of them's fucking wasted. Like Erica Jane. This season she just keeps drinking and taking her pills at the same time. So she'll have one margarita and she'll be cooked.
And she's like singing along trying to like out-sing him because she was on Broadway in Chicago.
Yeah. Wait, so this is her boyfriend?
No, this is another housewife.
She's a friend of the wife.
She's the one that's currently like being like sued at the moment because she was married to Tom Girardi, the guy. What was his business like?
So he helped victims get compensation. So he's the lawyer in Erin Brockovich.
Okay.
You know the guy. Have you seen Erin Brockovich?
No.
Oh, my God. Okay, How are we gathered here at Pop Gays and you two cunts haven't seen Erin Brockovich? Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Write this down. This is a popcorn special. Erin Brockovich.
Yeah, I got to watch it. I really do. I've seen like some amazing grabs from it.
I may have overreacted.
I need to see this movie.
But basically he won that big case during Erin Brockovich's era. Where this whole town basically were all getting poisoned in their water. They were near a factory, near a uranium plant or something like that. And they all, like everyone just got fucking cancer and died really early and it was horrific. And Erin Brockovich and him won this case and got so much money. For like each victim got like something like $4 million each. Like they just won so much money. And then he continued off that making more and more. And there was a plane, the issue with this lawsuit is there was a plane crash.
That's right.
And the victims' families, so they all died, but the victims' families won their lawsuit and he basically told them for whatever reason they were getting $30 million less than what the settlement was originally agreed on.
Mm-hmm.
But he funneled that $30 million into Erica Jane Enterprises, which is Erica Jane's side hustle music project, where she just does dance songs for gays.
So basically he's an activist.
But he's also 40 years her senior, 46 years her senior.
It's got the same vibes of Diana and Asha. It's that same thing. But yeah.
So Erica Jane was sitting there during the carols and just joining him and like,
making it about herself.
Very funny. This season of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is leaving much to be desired, but I am still enjoying it.
Oh, absolutely. It's like pizza. It's like, it can be bad, but I will still eat it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's pretty perfect.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Under like subject of parents and dating, I was just thinking, because this came up on TikTok again as well, Brooklyn Beckham and his wife and Victoria Beckham's beef. Did you see the photo of her name is, okay, also
Nicola something?
Nicola Perez? Parrots? I don't fucking know. For background, Nicola's parents are billionaires.
Cool.
and
same. Yeah, same, babe.
Billionaires, filthy rich. The prenup of your dreams / nightmares, for sure, being married to Brooklyn Beckham, who's also quite wealthy.
So they're actually married, are they?
They're actually married.
Which is crazy because Brooklyn Beckham is an infant, I assume.
I feel like he's 22 too. Yeah. Born in 2000 vibes. but apparently this all started when Nicola wasn't going to wear Victoria Beckham for the wedding.
Like her label. Does she have wedding dresses?
Yeah, she makes everything.
I didn't know she worked.
I just thought she ate her little salmon.
Yeah, she barely worked in Spice Girls.
It turns out Victoria Beckham actually works really hard on this label.
Vicky.
He's 23 years old.
23, there you go. Okay, so his mom essentially has a label. She was going to do the dress for his wife. I think she went with a Valentino dress instead, which is fair enough. But during the wedding, Also, Brooklyn looked so shit next to his whole family, who are all more handsome than him. Like his dad and him in the picture. Oh my god, that photo shoot. That photo.
Oh my god. No. It was like, daddy's eaten up these boys.
Literally.
It was so funny.
It was so funny. And then the wedding was on her like parents' estate.
Yes.
And there was just like a lot of things that I think would have irked someone like Victoria.
Yeah. It's kind of like, if you're a regular person, then you can wear whatever you want. But if you're part of these kind of like dynasties, it's just like a given. You have to like kiss the ring. You gotta wear the fucking dress. Who gives a shit?
But if you were a billionaire's daughter, you're probably like, hey, sorry, I usually get what I want.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is hard. Did you hear the other stuff about Brooklyn Beckham?
No.
About him being a chef?
Yeah. Oh my God, Charlie. It's what? So there's this video online of a guy going up to him in his Lamborghini, right?
Mm.
And you know how sometimes there's like viral videos of people asking people in like wealthy cars. What are they called? Good cars.
Cars that cost more than us squares would have made in our entire 20s.
And then they ask, what do you do for a living? And people are usually like, oh, I'm an investor, I'm a banker or something like that.
Yeah.
And this guy went up to what turned out to be Brooklyn Beckham and was like, what do you do for a living? And he was like, I'm a chef. And then drove away.
And is he actually?
No.
No, he's not a
Brooklyn
chef.
Beckham.
Brooklyn Beckham wouldn't last 5 minutes in a commercial kitchen. He wouldn't know how to cut some like onions and garlic. I swear, he only posts food videos on his social media where he cooks for his wife and family. And it looks nice because he has
kids.
Oh, well, more like his brother. Sorry.
God, I was like,
by his family, I mean his blood family that he hasn't created himself just yet. He'll like make these meals, but it always looks good because they have a nice kitchen and he has good produce.
Yeah.
You know, if I had good produce and a nice kitchen and access to a light box, I could be a chef.
Yeah.
Because I just Googled Brooklyn now and there's just been this thing a couple hours ago that came out on the news. Brooklyn Beckham reveals 70 of his 100 tattoos are dedicated to wife Nicola Ann Peltz.
How could you think of 70 things?
I can't even think of 70 things I like about my partner or anyone.
He has a tattoo to commemorate her grandmother.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did he meet?
She died. The bitch is literally dead.
Yeah.
It's giving. It's giving Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
Yes. Getting Kim's kids' initials and then breaking up.
I didn't know that. He got Jordan. The initials.
Jordan.
He also got My Girl as a Lawyer.
But then he like turned them into something else. It was like Sylvester Stallone recently.
Oh my God. The Sylvester Stallone thing.
So if you didn't see it, it's beautiful. Sylvester Stallone had a portrait of his wife made.
Like a really intricate portrait as well that took up the whole shoulder.
Yeah. It was huge. And then they got a divorce apparently caused by a dog. Yeah. And then he replaced her portrait with a portrait of this pit bull.
Of the dog. But because of how they've done it as well, they had to kind of like, it was one of those tattoos where you had to sort of use the existing tattoo to shape the new one.
It looks so fucking weird.
It looks so weird because it's kind of this humanoid, like Rottweiler-looking thing.
It's like someone who'd never seen a dog before was described what a dog was and then they had to do a tattoo.
And you'd also just think celebrities would have access to better tattoo artists.
Yeah.
Because I swear somebody could have covered this way more skillfully in a dozen Melbourne tattoo studios.
Absolutely. But here's the thing, and this is what we learned from all those AD videos. Money cannot buy you taste.
No.
It just gives you money.
Yeah.
Mm.
But it can buy you drama.
Lot of drama.
And a chef.
Yeah.
A chef.
Well, Nicola as well recently, apparently because she's like feuding with
Victoria.
I would never.
There's that photo. Recently, have you seen this, Jordan?
No.
Her.
I'm looking it up while you're talking about it.
Where she looks like she's dressed and done her hair to look like posh.
Because she's a blonde and in this photo she's brunette.
Brunette. And she's got that like higher like thing with the headband and she's wearing like a distinctly like posh outfit.
Oh my God.
And it's giving Freud.
And honestly, I don't know how Brooklyn handles all of this because I can't think of anything worse than my wife beefing with my mother.
Oh my God.
It's Medea, honey. Like, it's...
oh, my God. Is she baiting her? This is unbelievable. Wow.
I think it's iconic. I think it's absolutely the gall.
I don't know how Posh is going to respond.
She should start dressing like her.
Yeah, but she would never.
Yeah.
She'd be like, she has no style.
It must be so strange being the children of such iconic people like Victoria Beckham and what's his name? David Beckham. And David Beckham. Like, that's wild.
Well, there's a whole thing about like nepotism kids popping up more and more on social media now because it's becoming, I guess, more clear. Like, even on Stranger Things, Maya Hawke.
Who I do love.
She's a great actor, but also her parents are both actors.
Yeah.
Which makes sense that she's a great actor, but also, I don't know. I saw this other one which had one of Alec Baldwin's many children because he has 20.
He has so many.
Seriously.
Yeah, he's got so many. And Hilaria keeps popping them out. Well, she's not giving birth. She just keeps getting
like surrogate.
I hope it's not the same surrogate. She's like, not again.
It's illegal at this point. And also it's like the inheritance is getting split too many ways.
You're on the right track there.
Like,
if I'm going to be the child of celebrities and have like, you know, this distorted youth, I at least want to have a good inheritance at the end of it.
Oh my God, absolutely.
But like one of them was like, oh, well, people think I don't work, but I actually have a production company and I'm opening a cafe and blah, blah, blah. And like all the things she listed were only possible because she is a nepotism baby.
Yes. It's like, did you see that TikTok recently that was going viral and then everyone was roasting it about this writer who was like saying about how she's like, I've really like, you know, people think that I haven't worked, but I've like done so much to get from where I am now. And like, you know, I've decided I'm not being humble anymore. I'm an amazing writer. I am so skilled and that's why I am where I am. And then everyone's like, babe, your dad owns the New York Times.
Is this the chick from the New York Times who wrote about? Okay, so this is something I wanted to talk to you about.
I need to know more about this because I'm still catching up. It's about Amanda, what's her name?
Amanda Stenberg, who has been in, she's an amazing actor. She's also gay, which is important to remember in this situation. But she's in a movie called Bodies, Bodies, Bodies that apparently is not great. But this New York Times reviewer, Lena, I saw someone post online being like, another problematic white woman called Lena. We're two for none.
Lena Wilson.
So Lena wrote a review and said that like it felt like the movie was poor. The acting was really good, but it just felt like an ad for cleavage.
That's right.
And then Amanda DM'd her and said, well, if you'd spent more time looking at my tits, you might have enjoyed the movie.
which is fucking funny and that's iconic. Late.
Yes. And I don't know if she said she was like, oh, I thought it was funny. I was like, oh, it's a bit like there's a sting in there, but it is funny.
Yeah.
Like, and she was also like, I did this as like, I was like, hey, you're another gay person. I'm a gay person. Let's have a laugh about titties, blah, blah, blah. Which I also think, and I think if you're that wealthy and successful, you just have fun sliding into people's DMs.
Yeah. Yeah. Because your DM's about to be seen.
Yeah. Yeah. For once. Yeah, exactly.
You're about to get Noah snapped up in here.
Yeah. But this New York Times writer posted it online and was like, I've never been attacked like this before. And was truly like saying like, this is homophobic. Like, how dare you think that I'm just
interested
in titties.
Oh, is that what spurned this whole thing?
Yeah.
I didn't realize.
And the funniest thing is it was just in her DMs. She could have kept it to herself. She didn't have to make it private, but she did.
Lol.
Yeah. It's so wild. And like the more she talked about it, the less I was ever inclined to be on her side. I was like,
And people have like come forward being like, I went to uni with her. She was heinous to be around. she's like dropped off TikTok, dropped off all social media.
Yeah, I just saw she deleted everything. But this whole Amanda Stenberg also reminded me, she used to date King Princess.
Oh, another
nepotism baby.
Yeah.
And so the circle closes.
There's so many.
But there's also like three gay people. You know what I mean? It's just like at any given time, it's just like there is no one. Like everyone knows everyone. Of course she's used to fuck King Princess. It's
yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. We're all gay here.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We love some nepo drama. There's also been a little, it's not drama, but a bit of nepotism close to home. Did you hear that? Because the Wiggles have been like slowly like replacing each of the original members with new people.
It's only Anthony really holding on.
Well, he's now passed it on to his daughter.
No way.
Yes.
Wow.
She's the new Blue Wiggle. She got announced this week. So
that's kind of cute.
It is kind of cute. I kind of like it. And, you know, she's obviously grown up with like Wiggles like in her family and going to all this stuff. Yeah, I mean, I'd totally be over it as well.
Yeah, it wouldn't be for me.
But she's apparently like a trained like ballet dancer. And I think she like went to Whopper and like, you know, she's like a singer as well. So it's like, it makes sense. And she seems like she'd be a good performer. But yeah, the Wiggles at the moment are completely all new people. And I found out as well that Sahai from the Wiggles, she's like 16.
Oh, dude, she's so young. She's so young. I know a lot about the Wiggles purely through nannying.
Yeah.
I had a theory that Emma Wiggle was anti-vax and that's why she had to quit, but she's just doing a PhD. And she started her own thing.
Yeah, she's Emma Bema.
Yeah, also, I know too much.
I also think it kind of makes sense because – thinking back to when I was a child, a 16-year-old, A, seemed like an adult to me.
Yeah.
And also, you know, she'll have 5 to 10 years, maybe less doing this, but it's good to do this while you're young because, like, now being in my late-ish, mid-ish 20s, I can't think of anything worse than spending all that time with little kids.
Yeah.
While when you're just in your late teens, early 20s, you're not that far removed from like being in school and being surrounded by literal children who I just find so irritating and grating.
Just say you hate children.
I love them, but like I wouldn't want to work with them, right?
Yeah.
But when I was younger, I used to nanny and I loved nannying. It was really like, I was like, I want to be a mom. Well, now I'm like, no fucking way. So I feel like maybe that's, it's good.
I think it's good. And they're adapting with the times, you know.
Exactly.
Like, it used to be the Wiggles were, you know, like on VHS and it would just be on television and like that kind of
cassette.
Stuff. But, you know, they need to convert to a younger generation.
They need to be like on TikTok.
And
TikTok
even younger generation.
And they've even got the other, like the purple Wiggle at the moment is, I forget his name, but he's
from Justice Crew.
Justice Crew.
All the mums want to fuck him. It's so funny. The second he was announced, everyone was like, yeah. Let me suck that purple dick.
Yeah. That was me with Lockie Wiggle.
I'm
obsessed with Lockie Wiggle. He is my type to a T.
My favorite thing about the Wiggles is that Emma and Lockie used to be married
and
then they got divorced and then he married her understudy.
I didn't know that he married the understudy.
And she looks so much like her. Funny to me. I mean, big love to them. I mean, it's probably real. I'm not denying that they're in love, but I just think it is funny when people date a copy of their ex.
Yes.
Speaking of, Michaela, who is Addis Paul's ex, recently posted a video with like some guy at her house who is exactly the same as Addis Paul. Literally looks the same.
Who are these people? I'm sorry.
Sorry, Shirley.
Yeah. They're influencers from the Gold Coast, but they're Turkish and German.
Okay.
Yes.
Which is
They famous from just influencing or were they on a show at some point?
No, so Anna Paul is Addis Paul's sister. She's big on OnlyFans. She's in the top 1% of OnlyFans creators, I think, in Australia or the world.
She's the biggest in Australia and she's top 1% in the world. Yeah.
And she has this clothing collaboration, but like, outside of OnlyFans, they have just a lot of money to travel. So they'll make these travel vlogs and she's just narrating the day. But her voice is like really calming and funny. And especially to me, knowing that she's German and Turkish, because I can like kind of feel or hear it. And German-Turkish is a really common combo in Germany. Mm. Like there's a lot of Turkish people and a lot of German people. Anyways, I'm obsessed with them. I follow them. Her brother used to date this girl called Michaela, and her Anna and Michaela were really good friends. They're really kind of similar. I think both of them do OnlyFans. Then Michaela and Attis broke up, and Michaela posted this video being like, I feel so depressed. I've like wasted my last 3 years of my life just kind of like being there for my partner and his family. I like totally neglected my own thing. Then she went on a tour of Europe with three other hot girls, and they just wrecked havoc, aka looked hot and went shopping.
Yeah.
And now
an Australian pilgrimage.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I feel like now they're either all back in Australia or they're all just still fucking around Europe and spending money and being hot.
Yeah.
The other tile to add to the mosaic of this story is that Michaela used to date the kid Leroy. And the song Can't Make a Wife Out of a Hoe is about Michaela. She cheated on the kid Leroy with Addis Paul. And when she was touring, doing her fun little travel, she went to a kid Leroy concert and posted a video of her crying at a kid Leroy concert.
Okay.
Because she was proud of him.
That's too much. That's too much. Yeah. I missed
Keep
that
it
part.
In the drafts.
Oh Keep God. It in the drafts.
Sorry, we know a lot.
Yeah. And that's the whole thing about like knowing intimate details about people's relationships because they put it out there.
Yeah.
Isn't it like wild that we just walk around with this information in our head? Yeah. Like, yeah.
That's why we need this podcast. You know, we need a place to put this negative.
Like. Yeah. Just like information that really has no real world value. Yeah. Actually, there should be a trivia show just about this bullshit.
Yes, absolutely.
I did an ABC Drive quiz that was like quiz on the week. And I was like, I love quizzes. I'm good at this shit. And it was all about like the news. And I truly knew nothing.
Yes. Oh my God. I had the exact same thing. I was on Kyron's podcast.
Oh, where, yeah.
And it was all about like exactly that. And I knew fucking nothing.
And they think you're joking.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
like, this is my life.
I'm like Gabby Hanna. You know Gabby Hanna?
So they're like, I've had people be like, you're like 22, 23. And I'm like, no, babe, I'm like 29 in a couple weeks.
Oh, God.
So I live my life.
Yeah. Like the only time that I like glean anything about like politics is when it pertains to like some kind of funny scandal. Like, have you seen this week about the Finnish PM?
I love this story. Take it away, Charlie.
So I don't know if you see this, Aurelia, but the Finnish PM, she's hot, she's cool. And she keeps having these like instances where she has to give like press like announcements or apologies basically. for really cool things that keep happening to her. And recently this week, there were these.
Oh my God, she's gorgeous.
She's stunned. But there were two topless women making out like in like her house slash maybe at like
Parliament House.
Yes.
At the Finnish White House. Like,
in like a hot tub, right?
Yeah. Oh my God.
And everyone's and then she's had
How
to
could
come
you
out.
Not?
And it's like two of her close female friends like making out topless.
They were roommates.
And like everyone's just like fucking love this. Like, yeah. Can you get any cooler?
It's so weird though as well, because if a male politician had two women make up in this hot tub, there would be non-news.
Yeah.
It would be just swept under the rug and covered up.
Pretty sure that's how Bob Hawke ran the country. Just like at the government house is just like a topless bar.
Ladies of the Lodge just.
I saw the video of her dancing, because there's another video of her where I'm like, the bitch is on some cocaine for sure. But she's dancing so hard and having a great time. And like, and again, she had to apologize for that too. Yeah. And it was like, oh, just let her be.
Let her chill and.
Absolutely. I'd much rather that than like, I don't know, say a prime minister signing himself up for 76 ministries without talking to anyone about it.
Oh, that was so dumb. Yeah. Following those like Australian memes while overseas was so funny as well, because I was truly not looking at any news, not even my
inbox. Did it make you a little bit homesick?
And I was like, oh my gosh, this is just what I expected.
Yeah. It's been funny. Changed. With like Scott Morrison coming back, I was like, I miss hating that cunt. Yeah.
But it's great because we still get to hate him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my God. Speaking of cunts I hate, I have to rant yet again about Harry fucking Styles.
Okay.
What has he done now?
I have been the OG anti-Harry.
Harry hater.
Yes. And from day one, and I finally feel vindicated that the internet is turning, he has been saying all this shit. So he's in this movie, My Policeman. That's coming out soon, where he's
sounds homophobic.
Oh, I have heard about this.
And racist. Yes.
All cops are bad. Harry Styles is bad.
Pink Styles.
He's playing like a cop that ends up like with a man and like leaves his wife for a guy. And there was a clip put out this week of him and Florence, how do you say her surname?
Florence Pugh.
Pugh. And it's embarrassingly bad.
Well, that's from this other movie. So he's also in, so there's a lot of tea about that too.
Why is he in so many movies? When did the man learn to act?
But he is, that's Don't Worry, Darling, which is the one directed by Olivia Wilde.
Okay.
Which apparently from, there's a lot of blind items about how Olivia Wilde was really shit on set, wasn't really communicating with anyone, and eventually Florence Pugh kind of took over in like directing and making sure things, she's cool. And Florence has barely posted about it. She's done one post, but like hasn't said anything about it. And then like in interviews and stuff, Olivia Wilde has been like really gushing about Florence, but in a way, you know, when you fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're trying to make amends.
Yeah. And you want to make, yeah. So she's, it's just really interesting. And then that Harry Styles scene that came out, I was like, this is like EastEnders.
Wait, so he said something about watching gay movies or something?
Well, I didn't realize that this clip wasn't from that movie, but
it's all in the same vein. Yeah,
he's like doing basically press at the moment for this movie that's coming out soon. But he said basically they're asking him about like playing a character or something like that. And he's like, it's really good because, you know, so many movies are just about like gay men fucking, you know, it's just like them going at it, sort of thing. And it's really nice
never seen that.
To finally have a movie that's about like the tenderness and the emotional side of male intimacy. And it's like, fuck you for being someone that refuses to align yourself with the gay community in any like labeled way to then comment on something that you don't pertain to be a part of. Yeah. Like back the fuck off. Like either you're queer baiting and you're just like leaving all these things vague, in which case, whatever, you do you, boo. But then don't like come in and talk about something that you don't understand. Like
I just want to go name 5 gay movies where that's happened.
Yeah. Exactly.
Name one.
Also, are you talking about fucking porn? Like, are you? Yeah. Like, have you seen Brokeback Mountain? That's horny and sad.
It's also, it's just homophobic. It's just, it's implying like, oh, you know, it's like, unless it appeals to this sort of like heteronormative view of like what we want, like as an acceptable, like sanitized version of what gay male intimacy should be. It's like, oh, it shouldn't be, you know, hot and steamy sex and all that kind of stuff. And it's like, for starters, I can't even think of movies where that's the case, but
also like, I want to see that.
Yeah, I want that. And that's part of the gay experience.
Yeah, like we need both. We need all types of representation, whether it's the looking and yearning or fucking in the cubicle.
It really shitted me. And
rightly so, I think.
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't wait to not see that movie.
I did see a tweet and I can't remember exactly, but it talked about the fact that like Daniel Radcliffe has played like a few gay roles in his life. And what did he do? He pulled down his pants and he bit the pillow. He fucking did it. And he just like talked about like, and he didn't like try to make it a big thing. He was like, yeah, this is just how this person has sex. Like it wasn't, whereas Harry, it's all about his, really is like all about his brand now.
Yeah.
Which is like
selling patting himself
on the back for kind of like, it's like him saying basically like, I'm doing this the right way.
And yeah.
It's like, fuck you, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Did you also hear about all the scandals that are happening with Harry Styles concerts about people pissing in the pit?
What?
No. Yeah, quickly tell us.
So basically they're like, crammed
what pit?
In.
Sorry.
It's like,
like mush.
People like mush? Camping. Okay. At his concerts, like all these like mostly girls at his concerts that have been there for hours and hours and hours, and they're so tightly packed that people are like dehydrating and fainting, and people are like just pissing where they stand because
it's like Woodstock 99.
Yeah, they don't want to lose their spot. And then there was someone who had a praying mantis with them in the concert, and they were like live streaming the mantis in the pit. And it's just chaos at this point.
Oh my god, it's fucked. You guys, you gotta watch Woodstock '99 as well. I want to talk about that.
What's that on?
Netflix. Well, there's two. There's a Netflix series, which is a 3-episoder, and then there's a documentary, an HBO doco on Binge. Okay. I watched the Binge one first because I thought that was the one, and it came out in like the start of 2021. And I was like, oh, people are really letting the game on this one. It's only people, but then I found out there's a Netflix series too. It's just super interesting, and it's a really. It was a fucked situation. It was like Splendor times 40,000.
Wow.
And
people
it,
died and shit, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. And it also went like goes to show like what happens when you have too much fucking cis white male energy and angry music. And like it like I watched the doco. I had to pause it like 10 minutes before the end to go to a gig, and I was truly at the gig shaking, drinking water, and like I got there at the time when it was just halftime. I should have just gone to the bathroom and stayed there the whole time.
Yeah.
But I was there during halftime and people were coming over and talking and stuff like that. And someone who loves to have a chat came over to me and was like, oh, how are you? And I was just like, yeah. I was like, I'm there.
Yeah. I'm like, Woodstock,
my heart's beating. Like, yeah, I feel like I'm in
so
danger.
Invested.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I think it's time for our pop-up flop for the week.
Yes.
Oh, true.
Do you want to kick us off?
Yes, I'm going to keep it really simple and say my pop for the week is eloping. don't do any of that wedding shit.
Yeah. Save your money.
Save your money and do
save
it
Save your money,
small.
Get a honey, do it fast.
Yeah, fast yep. and quick and cheap.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think yours is the fastest meeting to eloping
you've ever
story
seen.
Story I've ever seen.
Good.
Yeah.
Let's keep it this
world
way.
World record breaking.
No one will beat me.
Jordan, like next week, like, watch me, bitch.
Watch me.
I think it's a pop. Actually, no, it's a flop. I have a flop this week. Have you heard about the millennial pause?
Yes.
What's that?
It's this thing they're talking about on TikTok. It's Gen Z like roasting millennials. Apparently we do this thing at the start of a video where we like pause before the video starts because we're so used to like old phones and technology and like Snapchat having that delay when we press the button before we can start actually recording properly.
Guys, let us live. Like everything else, I was like, yeah, fair enough. Skinny jeans are gross. Like, I can accept that. The millennial pause?
Yeah.
Come the fuck on.
Honestly, though, if you are millennial and if you feel like you're pausing, all you need to do, and do this with every single video where you talk to camera, clip a little bit of at the start and at the end, make all of your videos, advice for everyone, just a millisecond shorter at each end. And
but maybe I like helps. That little pause. Maybe it
you gotta
gives
cut
me-
it out. You gotta stay one of the kids, Charlie. Believe me.
Okay.
Believe me. But I agree. It's too much.
Because I was like, I don't think I do that. And then I went back to every one of my videos. I was like, oh my God.
Right, this is just another thing to think about.
I know. Another reason to fucking hate myself.
Oh my God. I'm busy remembering 9/11.
We're taking that moment to think about the state of the world.
Yeah. You know?
All the lives that have been lost.
I saw Bob the drag queen had a TikTok about the millennial pause. And he was just basically like, fuck this millennial pause. You know what I'm sick of? The Gen Z screaming. Why are you all fucking screaming in your TikToks? Like, chill the fuck out. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, you are yelling.
Yeah. You're a loud people.
Bob's TikTok is so funny though.
Yeah. I have been so chill about this whole millennial versus Gen Z thing. And this has truly tipped me over.
I know.
It's fucking war.
It's stuck a nerve.
My pop this week was moments before this podcast. I'm currently in rehearsals for a play called The Humans, where I play a lesbian lawyer yet again.
Erin Brockovich.
I'm constantly playing gay lawyers, and honestly,
oh my God,
I'm happy
you literally
with that.
I play.
This is like the third time I've played a gay lawyer,
which is in your sign as a Libra.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
When I was in acting school, my TV teacher said that I was going to get smart roles.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I it's called The Humans. It's on at Meat Markets in September. Do come. And what happened was we were about to record, and I was talking about rehearsals because I just had them this morning. And you, Aurelia, our little influencer queen.
Oh my God. I got a PR invite, and I was like, that looks so. why does the human, why does that sound familiar?
Yeah. Like, I was like, oh, I'm already going.
Yeah. I just RSVP'd as soon as you confirmed.
Yes. Fuck yeah, guys. We'll see you there. And yeah, see so you at the opening. No, that's my pop. My friends being influencers.
Well, so nice to have you guys back. I missed you last week when you were off being famous and eloping. And
I can't bring myself to listen to the episode.
Yeah.
It's too sad.
Yeah, we hate it. Never do that again, Charlie. That was your choice. Yeah, you were replacing us.
Not our fault.
I'm sorry for holding down the fucking fort.
No, but I will listen.
Yeah. We love it. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye bitches. Friends. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at PopGaysPod.
And if you like this episode, give us a review on Apple Podcasts.
And don't forget, be gay.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.